Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodiris, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
Well, this Friday and Saturday, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is hosting their 36th annual Ranch Rodeo coming up at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. Starting the night with the grand entrance, Governor Kevin Stitt and Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur will be posting the night's colors horseback. We're incredibly appreciative of the governor's support for the ag community as we raise funds to support the Children's Hospital Foundation, said Secretary Arthur. This is always a fantastic event put on by the OCA, and I'm eager to see the turnout. The OCA Ranch Rodeo will feature 12 Oklahoma ranch teams all vying for bragging rights, but also with the goal of supporting the Children's Hospital Foundation. Coined as the Cowboys Helping Kids event, OCA has raised more than $531,000 to help children over the last 12 years. In addition to the five ranch events the teams will be competing in, the event also features a trade show and kids dummy roping. The OCA Ranch Rodeo is sanctioned by the Working Ranch Cowboys Association, and the champion team at our event represents Oklahoma at the World Competition this year. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you can go to Ticketmaster.com. Well, the National FFA organization this week announced a record high student membership of 760,113, which is an increase from last year's 700,170 members. The top five student membership states are Texas, California, Georgia, Florida, and Oklahoma. Interest in FFA and ag education continues to grow as membership continues to increase, as well as the number of chapters. 44% of the membership is female, with 51% of the membership being male. FFA chapters can be found in 24 of the 25 largest U.S. cities. National FFA CEO Mark Peschel says as we continue to bring ag education and FFA to more students, we see the enthusiasm of this generation reflected in the growth of our organization. The National FFA organization includes more than 8,700 local FFA chapters. Well, with the hard red winter wheat harvest wrapping up across the United States, Oklahoma State University Extension grains market analyst Dr. Kim Anderson says if you can't get $5 per bushel, you may want to think about planting a different crop.
You've got to take a strong look at your cost of production, and that there's some wheat fields that just don't need to be produced. If you can't produce wheat for $5 a bushel, and that's the top side of this forecast, then you need to be producing something else on that land. I think producers need to concentrate on cost, they need to concentrate on yields, and they need to concentrate on quality.
You can hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly program called Sun Up. You can hear that at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, OK Corral, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Also, check out their Facebook page, Shirley Seed Farms, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
And that's a look at our latest farm and agricultural news. Don't forget, you can always go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and get the latest agricultural information and farm news there as well. You guys have a great rest of your day. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.